Thank you for being able to make it to this performance review on such short notice. I didn't realize that Carol wasn't in the office today when I scheduled her meeting. I'm glad you were able to make some time for me. I'm not interrupting anything important, am I? That's good. Now give me a second while I pull up your profile. Have you been enjoying your transfer to the Succubus and Incubus department? That's great to hear. I know that demons of lust are some of the most hard-working demons out there, more so than wrath or pride or even envy. We're summoned regularly to the surface for engagements. I think there you are. All right, let's see these numbers. So, you started 30 days ago. That's good. Looks like you've been here for an entire month. All right. And you've had a total of 4 clients. Only 4? Are you sure there aren't cases that you were called out on that you forgot to write down or something? All right. Thank you for being honest with me. That's not going to bode well for you considering your numbers are down by quite a bit. I would have accepted 4 if it was only your first week, but for the whole month? You only accepted the summoning 4 times? I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable. The average employee goes out 6 times a week. However you want to do these outings is your choice. I'm not here to govern how you spend your hours. But I should be seeing at least 21 summonings on your paper for the month. I'm not sure you understand that this can't go without reparations. You have to learn to have a good work ethic, to not be picky with your summoners. And most importantly, you need to learn that you have a job to do. You were promoted to the Lust Department because of your skill sets. You just need to figure out how to use it better. While it's not my job to help you figure out who you are, it is my job to discipline all my employees who don't meet my standards. This quarter, you happen to fall into that category. Do you have anything to say for yourself? You're sorry. Really? You think that's going to make these numbers less abysmal? No, no, no. Like I said, you have to be reprimanded. You need to learn that brat behavior is not acceptable in the workplace. You were hired here because you are competent and you have a job to perform. I expect you to do your job to the best of your ability, and I'm going to guarantee that with a little lesson. Some people just need hands-on training. Pull down your pants and underwear and bend over the desk. I'm being serious, and I'm not going to ask again, so get to it. Oh, that's already better. If you're going to be lazy and prefer to do your own thing instead of taking your job seriously, I'm just going to have to teach you to work harder. That kind of shit, it might have flown with sloth, but it doesn't fly with lust, darling. I keep a very tight ship around here, and I plan to keep it that way. Oh? And don't bother keeping count. I'll stop when I feel you've had enough. I wouldn't have to do this if your numbers were up to the standard, but they weren't. You've disappointed me, dear. I was the one who recommended you for this promotion, and here you are, making me look like some kind of a fool. Does that make you happy? Because it doesn't make me happy. Not one fucking bit. You're here to do a job. When you're summoned, you go. Maybe once you're higher up on the ladder, you'll be able to turn down offers, but not in your current position. You went from the top producer in the sloth department to the lowest producer in the lust department in 1 month. What do you have to say for yourself? You're not going to be picky anymore, are you? That's fucking right, dear. You're going to accept your summons, aren't you? That's the entire point of workers in the lust department, dear. We're here to make others feel good and take care of them. Your wants and needs come second. You come second. Your goal is to make the summoner come so that you can bring back that energy for us to harness. The more energy you produce, the better. So that means that you would want to go out as much as possible, right? That's right. Look at you, dear. Actually learning and taking something in. If you weren't such a brat, then we wouldn't be in this position. Thinking you're better than a common summoner when you're the newest recruit. It's pathetic. Would you looky here? Are you actually enjoying this, dear? Getting turned on from being spanked by your boss? How filthy. You belong in the lust department, darling. This proves it to me. But you need to work harder. You need to do better. And I'm going to fuck the brat right out of you, dear. I think that's the only way you're going to learn your lesson. The only thing a brat like yourself responds to is sex. So I'm going to show you exactly what I expect from you, darling. But first, I'm not too mean. I'll make sure you're open and wet for me, dear. That's better. Now you're ready to take all of me. Fuck. Oh, yeah. How are you still this tight? You work in the lust department. It must be from the lack of outings you go on. If you were doing your job properly, your hole wouldn't feel so tight, gripping around me like your life depends on it. Yes. Tell me, am I the first person you let inside, dear? Oh, sounds about right for you, darling. Just look at you, enjoying yourself so much. It feels good to be fucked, doesn't it? The slide of my cock thrusting in and out of your eager hole. That's it, dear. Taking every inch of this succubus's cock. Magic flows out of me and into you, heightening your senses, making you so much more responsive to me. Oh, yes, and that's it. Feel so good around me, dear. Keep it up. It feels like every nerve ending's on fire, doesn't it? That's right. I want you to make others feel this good. It doesn't matter if you have to use your magic to get there. That's why you have it in the first place. The point is to feed off of the sexual pleasures of others. And in order to do that, you actually have to fuck them. And in order to fuck them, you have to be there in person, don't you? So by dodging all these summons and passing them off to others, you're only hurting yourself. You're making this more difficult for no reason. That's why I have to step in. Why I have to teach you this fucking lesson. Have to fuck it into you, because it's the only way you're gonna learn, isn't it? Moaning around my cock. Oh, that's it, dear. Oh, let me make you feel good. Imagine if you made others feel like this. Imagine how happy I would be with you then. Don't you want to be good for me? Don't you want to be on your best behavior and earn praise and compliments from your boss? Then you need to do your job. You have to finish your work. The only person you have to blame for your current predicament is yourself, darling. Oh, yes. You're the one who took 4 offers all month long. That's it. You're so far behind everyone else. I don't know how you're even going to catch up to the rest of the office numbers. You're going to have to work overtime to make it count. It's not like you don't have to make up the hours you missed. Now you just have to work double as hard. That must be so frustrating for a brat to hear, but it's the truth. How else are you going to change and improve? Oh, after all, I'm not willing to let you make a fool of me. I recommended you for this program. And this is all you've done so far? Thinking you know better than those around you? Thinking you can turn down summoners you deem aren't good enough? You won't be doing it again. Not after this, will you? Oh, that's fucking right. Keep taking it, dear. Being fucked into your proper place. You're not going to let that ego get in the way anymore, are you? That ego of yours only causes you more problems. Lands you in positions like this. Oh, yeah. My cock thrusting in and out of you without abandon as you moan and beg. My hand reaches down and starts touching you, stroking you in time with thrusts as another burst of magic is pumped inside you. Oh, that's it. It feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Oh, I want you to make others feel like this. That's your job. That's why they summon you in the first place. You're a body for others to fucking use. And while they use you for themselves, you take whatever they offer. That's your purpose, to take. Just like right now. Taking my cock nice and deep. Oh, that's fucking right, darling. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? My thighs hitting the back of your sore ass with every move. It only makes it feel that much better, doesn't it? Oh, that's right. So fucking good for me. Taking it very well. If only you were always this good for me, then you wouldn't be in this position in the first place, would you? No, no. No, you wouldn't. So if you want to blame anyone for how you're feeling, it's yourself. The only person to blame for this punishment is you. Oh, fuck. You put yourself in this position, and you're enjoying it, aren't you? Moaning so sweetly for me. Oh, yes, and that's it, dear. Keep it up. You sound so good. Taking my cock nice and deep. Maybe I should switch you to succubus duty only. After all, succubis are the ones that like to receive. Incubis are the ones that like to give. And clearly, clearly you like to take it. Maybe giving you the switch option was a mistake. Maybe I should have just made that decision for you from the start, declaring you a bottom only for your summoners. I think regardless of the outcome of this meeting, I'm going to put you on that job. It seems like this position, being underneath someone, taking it like a good bitch, well, that's where you belong, isn't it? You weren't ever meant to top someone, were you? Oh, fuck. No. No, you weren't. Too fucking pathetic for that. Just look at you. Oh, so close to your orgasm as my hand continues to stroke you. My cock thrusting in and out of your hole. Oh, fuck. You feel so good, don't you? The magic only makes everything feel that much better. It feels like it's too much. Like you want to get away from me, but you also want more of me. You just want that release. Just need to come, don't you? Oh, fuck. It's good to want things. You're going to come with me or after me? Not before me. No, no, no. Rats don't get that privilege. It wouldn't be a lesson if you ended up getting to come when you wanted, right? Oh, fuck. This is about teaching you a lesson, proving a point to you. You need to remember your place in the hierarchy. Oh, fuck. You're at the bottom of the food chain, darling. Oh, yes, you are. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels so amazing around me. Getting so fucking close. Oh, keep it up. Taking me so deep. Oh, yes. Yes, you're doing amazing. Fuck. Oh, making me feel so good. You want me to come and you don't, you? Oh, fuck. Then why don't you beg for it, darling? Tell me how badly you want my gum. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. That's so good, dear. Look at you, actually learning something. Oh, fuck. Why don't you come with me? You can do it. Let go. Be good for me, darling. Show me that you've learned something. Oh, fuck. Come with me. Come with me, darling. That's it, dear. That's it. Just breathe for me. You took it very well. Yes, you did. You've earned yourself another month here with that little performance. What do you say to that? You're so welcome, darling. You can pull up your pants and take a seat again if you want. I just need to update your file with this new information. Need to switch your duty from being switch to being a receiver only. It's obvious that you aren't meant to top someone. You don't have a single switch bone in your body. You're a submissive bottom brat all the way through, darling. If you had just told me that from the beginning, I would have been able to assign you to specific summoners. Summoners that you would actually like and go to. But you didn't know any better, did you? It's all right. Now we know. I think even you might have made a discovery about yourself back there. There we go. Alrighty. With the changes made to the file, you should start getting new summoners tomorrow. I will be seeing you again in another month to see if your numbers have gone up. Since you are going to be summoned by tops only, I figure the chances of you going are more likely, correct? Good. Then you're dismissed. I look forward to seeing you in a month to see if things have changed. I wish you luck, dear. Oh, and one more thing before you go. Don't fall back on your bad behavior, or else I'll be seeing you sooner rather than later.